Track 9 Sports. Here's this week's sports news with me, Ian Rouse. This week we start with cricket, as England have thrashed South Africa in the third test at Port Elizabeth to take a 2-1 lead in the four-test series. England's first innings total of 499 for 9 declared proved to be more than enough to seal an emphatic victory, as the tourists won by an innings and 53 runs. 120 from Ben Stokes and a maiden test century from Ollie Pope, who made 135 not out, plus contributions in the 40s from Crawley, Curran and Wood, put England in the driving seat from the first day. The bowlers soon got to work to keep England on top in the match, bowling the Proteas out for 209. Only Quentin de Kock offered much resistance with a typically belligerent innings before he was bowled by Sam Curran for 63. Bess, with his first 5-wicket haul in a test match, and Stuart Broad with 3 wickets for 31, did most of the damage. Test captains tend not to enforce the follow-on these days, preferring to rest their bowlers, but the amount of time lost to rain in this match meant that it was not a difficult decision for Joe Root to make, and he duly asked the South Africans to bat again. The home side fared little better in their second innings. Needing 4 wickets on the fifth morning, the tourists bowled the Proteas out for 237 to seal victory by an innings and 53 runs. From 102 for 6 overnight, still 188 short of making England bat again, South Africa's margin of defeat would have been even greater if it had not been for Keshav Maharaj, who clubbed 71. In a freewheeling 10th wicket stand of 99 with Dane Patterson, Maharaj at one stage took 45 runs from 14 deliveries. Before that, England's progress had been serene. Just as he did on Sunday, Stuart Broad removed Vernon Philander in the first over of the day, before Mark Wood had Kasigo Rabada caught at mid-on, and Dom Bess bowled Anrich Norkia. However, what started as Maharaj and Patterson trying their luck turned into genuine frustration for England, with the ball disappearing to all parts and fielders scattered all over Port Elizabeth. It was eventually ended when Maharaj attempted a single to mid-on, failing to beat a Sam Curran throw that hit the non-striker's stumps. England will win the series if they avoid defeat in the fourth test in Johannesburg, which begins on Friday. Football. Wolverhampton Wanderers have played twice since last week's report. In their FA Cup third round replay against Manchester United at Old Trafford on Wednesday evening, Wolves once again had a goal disallowed by the video assistant referee, as Raul Jimenez was adjudged to have accidentally handled the ball before Pedro Neto put the ball into the net. Once again, the VAR decision was seen to be correct, but the current rule about accidental handball preventing goals being allowed was again brought into question. Following the incident, however, United were slightly the better side for the rest of the game, and Juan Mata's second half goal deservedly put the home team into the fourth round. Wolves' disappointment at being knocked out of the cup at this stage, and manager Nuno Espirito Santo had shown his desire to progress in the tournament by picking a virtually full-strength side for this replay, will be tempered somewhat, as their participation in the Europa League means that they have already played 38 games this season, far more than any other team in the league. On Saturday, Wolves visited the South Coast to play in-form Southampton. Saints looked set for their 6th victory in 7 games when Jan Bednarek hooked in and Shane Long headed home for his first of the season. However, the momentum shifted after the break. Portuguese teenager Pedro Neto, exceptional for Wolves so far this season, reduced the deficit after controlling Adama Traore's delivery from the right. Jimenez slotted home from the spot to bring the scores level after Johnny had been sandwiched by Jack Stevens and Cedric Soares. Referee Darren England, making his Premier League debut, pointed for a corner before his decision was overturned by VAR. And with 14 minutes left, the fight back was complete when Jimenez stroked in after more good work from Traore. Championship leaders West Brom's poor run of form continued as Tyrese Campbell's early goal condemned them to defeat by struggling Stoke City. Campbell, the son of ex-Albion striker Kevin, tapped home after poor defending from Ahmed Hegazi allowed Tom Ince to square the ball across the box. The hosts dominated possession for much of the rest of the game, but created few chances of note and could have found themselves further behind when Potter's sub Lee Gregory squirmed a low shot past the far post after being played in by Joe Allen. West Brom, who have now won just one of their last eight league games, are 1 point clear of second place Leeds, while Stoke moved 4 points clear of the relegation zone. Boxing. Kirsty Bavington has fought through dark times and is now hoping to fight her way to a world title shot. Bavington from Wolverhampton is preparing for her next fight at Villa Park's Holt Suite on February the 22nd. The PE teacher at Beacon Hill School in Sedgley also plays football for Kidderminster Harriers. She admits boxing is lonely and hard, but added that she loves it and is going to keep going. She would love to get a world title shot and just be the best she can and try to inspire others. Rugby. Stourbridge turned on the style to clock up a half century in their latest National League 2 North outing. A clinical display from the Stourton men saw them run in 8 tries on their way to 50-12 victory over visiting Otley. Stour had the blustery conditions in their favour during the first half and took full advantage to establish a 26-0 lead. Afiafe Lokutui claimed the first try, with Callum Morris adding the conversion. Rhys Beddoes followed with try number 2, again converted by Morris. Jack Lee was the next man over the line for Stour, with Morris making it 21-0. The bonus point was then secured when the division's leading try scorer Dan Rundle added to his tally. There was no let up in the second half, although the visitors did claim 2 tries. Mark Harrison, Joe Heatley, Rundle and Morris all touchdown, with Morris adding another 2 conversions.